afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money. Today, we have warnings and advice regarding online holiday shopping from AARP and from Amazon itself. Also, information on Medicare open enrollment scams and the Change Healthcare letter you may have received in the mail. And finally, the single biggest red flag, you're getting scammed. From the Fraud Watch section of the AARP Bulletin November 2024 issue, Online Shopping's Holiday Horrors. Counterfeit products and fake online stores can steal your money and identity, by Sari Harar. A floral print scarf reminds Deborah Berlin that even an internet advocate can fall for an online shopping scam. I saw a social media ad for a scarf that doubled as a COVID mask, says Berlin of Washington, D.C., executive director of the Project to Get Older Adults Online, Project Goal. But it was flimsy, tiny, and didn't serve its purpose. It taught me the lesson to always double-check before I purchase something via social media. Online shopping scams are big business, especially around the holidays, says Amy Knofziger, director of victim support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans ages 18 to 85 told a 2023 Michigan State University survey they'd bought a fake product in the previous year. Scammers are using very sophisticated strategies, says survey co-author Salim Alhabash. You have to be critical of every product you buy online. Here are things to watch out for to avoid online shopping scams and some new twists crooks are employing this holiday season. Look-alike products. Americans buy $2 trillion in counterfeit products annually, says the National Crime Prevention Council, NCPC. These include knockoffs of brand-name shoes and clothes, household goods, toys, sports, equipment, cosmetics, and more. The twist? Fake products online are more convincing than ever. Counterfeiters use artificial intelligence to modify product information to deceive consumers into thinking their products are authentic, Alhabesh says. They also use photos of legitimate products, says Kimberly Giannopoulos, Managing Director of International Affairs and Trade for the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Her team bought fake products and found it's really hard to tell if something is counterfeit or not. One fake travel mug looked like the real thing, except for a tiny made-in stamp on the bottom that misspelled the manufacturer's location. Faked security seals on counterfeit electronics. 1 in 10 digital devices, cell phones, TVs, computers, gaming systems, music players, and more, sold around the world may be fake, according to research cited by Havocscope, a company that monitors the global black market. There's danger. Counterfeit devices and accessories cause more than 70 deaths and 350,000 injuries a year in the U.S., the NCPC says. The twist. Scammers fake safety certifications on counterfeit electronics, says Robert Sloan, senior vice president and chief scientist at UL Solutions, a private company that certifies electronics and other products. There are significant risks possible with counterfeit products, he says. We've strengthened the UL mark by adding holographic labels on some products to make them harder to replicate. Phony websites and fake stores in online marketplaces. Scammers set up imposter websites that look like those of famous brands and well-known retailers, Knofziger says. Fake shops almost never deliver the products they advertise. You might get a false item, but in most cases, criminals steal your money and your financial information. The twist. Scammers also act like third-party sellers on big online marketplaces such as Walmart.com and Amazon.com, creating pop-up fake stores that offer goods at rock-bottom prices, grab your cash or credit card information, then vanish in a matter of hours. Fake e-commerce stores have fooled more than 850,000 U.S. and European consumers, stealing $50 million from them since 2021, according to Bogus Bazaar, a May 2024 report from the German cybersecurity group Security Research Labs. Smart ways to shop safely online. Steer clear of deep discounts and sale ends soon urgency. Emails, texts, and social media messages advertising unusually large price cuts can be a tip-off that an item is counterfeit, Knopsiger says. Don't rely completely on price or customer ratings. Some scammers charge full price for fakes to deceive buyers and manage to accrue, or fake, positive customer ratings, Giannopoulos says. Don't click on links on online solicitations. Look up seller websites online or use the URL on a bill or store credit card. Then make sure that the brand name is spelled correctly in the URL and that there's a lock icon before it, indicating the site is secure for credit card transactions. Check for customer service contact information and a place to click for returns, Alabash recommends. Search the name of an unfamiliar third-party seller online with the word scam or complaint or review to check for problems. Double-check safety seals. Look up a certification company's safety seal on a product before you buy it to make sure it's genuine, Sloan recommends. And finally, buy with a credit card. Don't purchase from sellers who want payment by gift card, peer-to-peer apps, or cryptocurrency. And here's some more shopping advice from the AARP Bulletin November 2024 issue, Your Money, Live Well for Less, by Lisa Lee Freeman. Unique gifts for less. Find handmade items online. For alternatives to the mass-produced items we normally buy this season, check out maker marketplaces, online bazaars featuring handcrafted goodies, including jewelry, home goods, and more. Gift guides and search filters make it easy to find great budget-friendly items. I've found all kinds of gift ideas for less than $50. Gorgeous leather totes, unusual plants, funky glassware, cheery ceramics, personalized jewelry, and more. Shopping at maker marketplaces supports small businesses, but since you're not buying from major U.S. retailers, proceed with care. As is typical, Etsy, the granddaddy of these sites, warns that it doesn't guarantee or endorse any items or content posted by sellers. My tips to stay safe and shop smart. Number one, watch out for gotchas. Shipping and return policies can vary dramatically, so read them closely. Sales may be final and shipping fees may sting. A beautiful beeswax candle set I found on Etsy cost only $8. But shipping from the UK was an additional $21. Number two, get the details. Study product descriptions for dimensions, materials, and weight. If you have a question, message the seller through the site before ordering. Number three, narrow your search. Sort by price and many other criteria on most sites to avoid getting distracted by budget busters. Number four, check the feedback. Read reviews, not just ratings, to learn about products and sellers. If a seller has no reviews, seek out other vendors. Number five, scope out the shop. See an item you like? Look at the vendor's other goods for insight into whom you're dealing with and to get more gift ideas. I like the ring holder on one site, but the tiny uneven assortment of other offerings made me think twice. Number six, stand up for yourself. Contact the seller if something goes awry. I bought a handmade laptop case a few years ago, but when it arrived, it didn't fit as advertised. After I complained, the seller shipped out a new one plus a free iPhone case. Number seven, take your case higher. If the seller isn't responsive to complaints, contact the host website. It may mediate a solution, although there are no guarantees. Your best protection is trying to avoid a problematic seller or item in the first place. Some maker marketplaces to check out. Etsy. Click on gift mode and get ideas based on whom you're shopping for, wife, child, or neighbor, for example, on Etsy.com. Amazon Handmade. Search for Prime eligible products and get fast free shipping if you're a member on Amazon.com/handmade. MakerPlace by Michaels. You'll find a gift guide as well as how-tos so you can make your own presents on Michaels.com/MakerPlace. Artisans Cooperative. Browse gift guides including unique stocking stuffers and artisan-crafted gifts for children on artisans.coop. Crate Joy. Shop a wide selection of themed gift basket subscriptions, most of which auto-renew. To avoid unwanted renewals, click on the Give as a Gift box, where you can limit the number of deliveries on CrateJoy.com. And iCraft and Go Imagine. These sites have a homier vibe. On Go Imagine, you can find sellers near you at iCraftGifts.com and GoImagine.com. From Amazon.com, stay alert about the latest scams. Tips to protect yourself from impersonation scams. Scammers posing as various organizations like Amazon may send you calls, texts, and emails with various tactics to try to deceive you to provide personal information or sign in credentials. What to watch for? Scammers may tell you there is a fraud investigation and you must verify your account or claim there is an unauthorized or fraudulent activity on your Amazon account. How can you avoid being scammed? Amazon will never ask you to share your password, account sign-in, one-time password, OTP, or verify sensitive personal information over the phone. Visit the Message Center on Amazon.com or on our app to review authentic emails from Amazon. Go directly to our website and go to Your Account to make changes to your billing and account information. Customer service is available 24/7 to help with any questions you may have. Keep others safe. If you receive communication, a call, text, or email that you think may not be from Amazon, please report it to us at amazon.com/reportascam. For more information on how to stay safe online, visit Protect Your System on the Amazon Customer Service page. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Listener Beware with Francis at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, we've had warnings and advice regarding online holiday shopping from AARP and from Amazon itself. Coming up, information on Medicare open enrollment scams and the Change Healthcare letter you may have received in the mail. And finally, the single biggest red flag you're getting scammed. Now for an online article by Kiplinger. Beware three Medicare open enrollment scams. Crooks are perfecting Medicare open enrollment scams to try to steal your money or personal information. By Donna LaValle, published November 20th, 2024. The Medicare open enrollment period is like candy for scammers. During this time, seniors provide vital personal information to Medicare, which scammers may use to access their financial accounts or submit fraudulent medical claims. Scammers also know that older adults are ideal victims because they are more likely to answer the phone, be socially isolated, have significant savings, or have cognitive deficits. In fact, if you or a loved one fell for a financial scam, it may be time to get tested for dementia. Medicare recently suffered a massive data breach. The personal information of more than 900,000 Medicare beneficiaries was exposed during a data breach that occurred between May 27th and May 31st, 2023. The information was stolen from a Medicare contractor, Wisconsin Physicians Service Insurance Corporation, WPS, a business that processes Medicare claims. The federal government has taken steps to increase the protection of vital personal information. In 2018, Medicare updated Medicare cards and replaced Social Security numbers with the Medicare Beneficiary Identifier, MBI, which includes numbers and letters. In September, the Social Security Administration transitioned all users who made their accounts before September 18, 2021, to the more secure login.gov platform. Here are three scams that are commonly used during open enrollment periods. Medicare card replacement scams. You may get a call claiming to be from Medicare, the Social Security Administration, or your state insurance department, insisting you need to get a new/replacement Medicare card. This scam has been circulating since 2018 when Medicare sent beneficiaries new cards with randomly generated ID numbers to better protect against identity theft. Imposters may ask to confirm your card number to activate your card or say you need a new one. If you need a new card, you can print a copy from your Medicare.gov account or call 1-800-MEDICARE to order a replacement card to be sent in the mail. Phony Medicare advisors. You may receive a visit or receive an unsolicited call from someone offering you free services, then asking for your Medicare information. There are no official Medicare sales representatives, and Medicare does not hold call to enroll beneficiaries or offer you a different plan. Watch out for people who promise you a gift for enrolling in one of their plans. It's a ploy to get your personal information, such as your Medicare ID and Social Security number. Supplemental coverage scams. Medigap and Part D prescription drug coverage are considered supplemental coverage and are often recommended for beneficiaries enrolled in original Medicare. Supplementary plans typically have a monthly premium, which is the opening scammers use to lure you in. They pretend to offer cheaper Medigap plans or drug coverage to get your information. Tips to avoid open enrollment scams. Shield your government-issued ID numbers. Never share your Medicare ID number, Social Security number, or banking information to anyone you don't know. Go directly to official websites. Ignore links sent in emails or texts. If you want to make changes to your health care plan, go directly to Medicare.gov or SSA.gov/Medicare. Don't click on links in suspicious messages. Be suspicious of anyone who contacts you claiming to represent Medicare. Medicare provides resources to help you determine which plan is right for you. You can get free health insurance counseling from state health insurance assistance programs, SHIPs. SHIPs aren't connected to any insurance companies or health plans. You will also need to contact them on your own. They will not call you first. Don't trust your caller ID. Your caller ID might show Medicare's name or phone number, but caller ID can be fake. It could be anyone calling from anywhere in the world. If you think a call might be real, hang up and call 1-800-MEDICARE to check. An official Medicare representative won't pressure you to do anything. Medicare will never call you to sell you anything or visit you at your home. Medicare, or someone representing Medicare, will only call and ask for personal information in limited situations. A Medicare health or drug plan may call you if you're already a member of the plan. The agent who helped you join can also call you. A customer service representative from 1-800-MEDICARE can call you if you've called and left a message or a representative said that someone would call you back. If you filed a report of suspected fraud, you may get a call from someone representing Medicare to follow up on the status of your suspected fraud report. If someone asks you for payment, it's a scam. No one representing Medicare will ask for a payment or payment information. Medicare premiums are typically deducted from your monthly Social Security benefit. Otherwise, you can pay using your Medicare.gov account, using your bank's online payment system, or through the mail. Be skeptical of free gifts. Never sign up with an insurance broker who offers you an expensive sign-up gift in exchange for providing your Medicare ID number or other vital personal information. Bottom line, a Medicare scam is a type of identity theft. Protecting yourself from identity theft is about paying attention to how and where you use or share your personally identifiable information. Scammers may call repeatedly, use aggressive sales tactics, and try to scare you by creating scenarios, such as the loss of your Medicare benefits, to pressure you into complying with their demands for personal information. These criminals can be very persuasive and determined. From USA Today, is the Change Healthcare letter I received in the mail a scam? Here's What to Know by Emily Barnes, November 19, 2024. Have you recently received a letter in the mail alerting you to a Change Healthcare data breach and are wondering if it's a scam? The short answer, it's the real deal. But now, what should you do? According to Change Healthcare, letters notifying business customers of the breach started being sent out back in June, but some people have been receiving them as recently as September and October. Here's what to know. What is the UnitedHealth Change Healthcare cyber attack? The cyber attack began on February 21st against Change Healthcare, which is a healthcare technology company that is part of Optum and owned by United Health Group, according to the American Hospital Association. The company processes 15 billion healthcare transactions annually, which include a range of services that directly affect patient care, including eligibility verifications and pharmacy operations, as well as claims, transmittals, and payments. All of these have been disrupted to varying degrees, the hospital trade group noted in a statement. It remains unclear how many hospitals have been impacted, but trade groups have asserted Change Healthcare transactions touch one in every three patient records. And while the affected data is not the same for everyone involved, according to Change Healthcare, information involved in the breach includes contact information, such as name, address, date of birth, phone number, and email. Health insurance data, such as health plan/policies, insurance companies, member/group ID numbers, and Medicaid, Medicare, government payer ID numbers. Health data, such as medical record numbers, doctors, diagnoses, medicines, test results, images, care, and treatment. Billing, insurance claims and payment data, such as claim numbers, account numbers, billing codes, payment cards, financial and banking, and balance. Other personal data, such as Social Security numbers, driver's license or state ID numbers, or other ID numbers. What to do if you think you've been affected by a data breach? Here's some tips from the Federal Trade Commission if you think you've been affected by a data breach, including the one involving Change Healthcare. Get free credit reports from annualcreditreport.com and check for any accounts or charges you don't recognize. Consider placing a free credit freeze or fraud alert to further protect yourself from people trying to open new accounts in your name. Change usernames and passwords that may have been compromised. Take advantage of free credit monitoring if it's offered by the company responsible for exposing your information. In this case, Change Healthcare is offering free online credit monitoring and identity restoration services through IDX for 2 years, which consumers should take advantage of. However, the state's Division of Consumer Protection also recommends consumers ask additional questions and become informed before agreeing to any service, and should consider placing a fraud alert or security freeze on their credit as an added protective measure. And finally, from HuffPost, this is the single biggest red flag that you're about to get scammed. We asked a cybersecurity specialist how to protect ourselves from scam artists who want to steal our money and identities. By Am I Doing It Wrong? November 21st, 2024. Financial scams have exploded in recent years, and it's not just banks and corporations getting screwed out of big bucks. U.S. consumers lost more than $10 billion to fraud in 2023, more than any previous year, and a 14% increase from 2022. And all signs point to even larger losses in 2024. So how do we protect ourselves from bad actors who want to steal our money and our identities? That's what we, Raj Punjami and Noah Mickelson, the hosts of HuffPost's Am I Doing It Wrong podcast, asked Jeremiah Baker, a cybersecurity specialist who has spent the last 17 years growing a firm that hacks into clients' networks and web applications to identify the weaknesses in their online defenses and fortify them against future attacks. Baker told us the biggest red flag that we might be getting scammed is someone asking for personal information, especially if they're doing so with a heightened level of emotion or urgency. Your bank's never going to call you and ask for your username and password or any kind of identifiable information, he said. It's usually a tee-up of someone asking you for something, an impersonation scam, pretending to be an institution when they're not, or pretending to be a friend, a colleague, a relative. There's also usually what Baker referred to as a sob story involved in the ask. It's highly emotional, highly urgent. You have to hurry. And those are the things that really should raise a red flag to say, hey, wait a minute, I need to hang up this phone and reach back out to the institution and make sure that it's really them, Baker told us. That can be difficult to do in the heat of the moment, especially if someone is claiming to be a representative from an institution we work with, and they're warning us that we might lose everything if we don't act quickly. However, trusting our guts and taking a step back to analyze the situation can save us a lot of agony and money. Most everyone I speak to said, yeah, I didn't really feel like I should be doing it, but I did it because they had all this other information on me. Like, they knew my address, they knew my name, birth date, they knew my social security number, Baker said. All that information, with all these huge data breaches that we've seen over the last several years, bad guys get a hold of that information. So they use it to set a trust and context, and then they get us to do something. Baker tells clients to trust their intuition and to keep in mind that banks and other institutions are never going to ask for that kind of information over the phone or via email. The best medicine there is to hang up the phone. Look on the back of your credit card, your bank card, or wherever they're pretending to be from, and call them directly, he said, or go visit them if there's a local branch. Another way to instantly get a gut check, Baker advised, is to ask ourselves, if I do what they want me to do, am I willing to suffer a complete loss or all the damages that can go along with this? If the answer is no, I'm not willing to tolerate that, then discontinue the communication and verify with the institution and or the authorities that you're dealing with the right people and it's not a scammer, he said. And that concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at Sun Sounds. Have a great rest of your day. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. Also, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.